Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140. The Kentucky brothers, De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk, both balling out. What was your favorite play from last night? There's so many to choose from.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
So before we continue to play that sound throughout the show, if you haven't been to a Kings game, that is what plays when Malik Monk either makes a three or a very
just does
important
sick
dunk or shot. So that is the sound. We have all of them. You have the Harrison Barnes, caw. You have De'Aaron Fox, and what is it? Fox by.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's like it's some Jimi
by
Hendrix
Jimi
song.
Hendrix.
Yeah.
I think the Fox or Foxy or
yeah,
something.
Foxy
Lady.
Yeah,
or
Wayne's
something.
World. Yeah.
There you go. And then who else is there?
You have Dave's Demonis Sabonis chant, which
yes
is like
it's growing.
It
I
depends
gotta give,
on
I,
the
I,
day. I, it really.
It's
does
been hot lately.
It has. It's been better. It's getting to like a 60-65% you know participation rate.
I gotta say, that's my wife's favorite chant.
If it caught on, it would be one of the best chants in sports, but just not enough people have caught on, which is really weird.
I think the problem is, and maybe we can talk to our guy Scott, but you can't do it on fouls.
Well, you know what helps?
They do it on fouls. I don't like that.
Bouncing balls. It helps 10 out of 10 times. If you have on the screen the Domontis, like if you know how with sing-alongs
stuff
for kids, that's what they need to show on the big screen.
Yeah.
Because people just don't know. I mean, and if you do it and they see it, it'll be like, oh, okay, that's... Because I think people just can't tell if people are making general noise, like the,
right,
or if they're saying something and they can't figure out what exactly they're saying.
To that point, you know who's doing it? Season ticket holders.
Right.
Or people
exactly
who have been to multiple games.
Right.
If you've just gone, if this is your first, if your first game was last
even like
night,
second,
right?
You know?
They have you have no clue what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. You would have to go. Yeah, you would have to go to probably like three or four home games, or just be a avid listener of Sacktown Sports 1140. Which why wouldn't you be?
Why wouldn't you be? And the Keegan Murray thing is very obvious. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
So it's key, and people are going to say it, and then those are really the only two that require
audience participation. Yeah.
So the Domantas Sabonis, it's got bones, Dave, and I'll tell him tomorrow. During the crosstalk, it's definitely growing, but for a one-off visitor that hasn't been to a game before, or a one-off fan who's only been to one or so games, they don't know what's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I guess the hope is that they catch on throughout the game, but you want it hot.
Exactly. Yeah. It's
you know what
hot.
They do Keegan Murray. The problem is it's music because they do the Keegan Murray chant to announce Keegan, so they're letting you know this is a thing.
Right.
You don't do that with Domantas Sabonis because there's other music playing.
Yeah, maybe they should play that music just like the soundbite after introducing Domantas Sabonis.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's interesting. We're gonna talk. We can definitely have this conversation had. So the important thing is that we get this thing locked down by playoff time.
You have to. Yeah. You got to be on your P's and Q's at playoff time. Okay, you have to come correct.
Yes.
At playoff time, and Malik Monk did exactly that last night as if it was a playoff game. And if you look at some of the clutch points that Malik Monk has, and this isn't even just off the bench, it's ridiculous. He's number one in every category. Just in general, Malik Monk, ninth in NBA as far as clutch points. He is tied for 13th for clutch assists, shooting 51.7%, 35% from three, 73% from the free throw line. He's been a plus 28. De'Aaron Fox, 106 points. He's sixth in the NBA. 16 assists, tied with Malik Monk. They have the same amount. Seven steals, swipe of the Fox, second in the NBA. 46% field goal, 20% from three-point, and 65% from free throw. We asked De'Aaron Fox, or somebody in the media did yesterday during the postgame presser, how does this thing happen?
Right.
When Malik is going, is there a conversation? And I think they kind of just understand what's going on. Do you think that it always has to be one of them? Can we live in a world where it's both of them? Or, I mean, you're talking under the 3 minute mark. It's not the time to, hey, your turn to go. It's whoever's hot. Yeah. It's time to boogie.
Yeah, it's usually going to be that. I mean, I just think of you know, this at the highest level is what KD and Devin Booker do every single night. And in a way, that's kind of what the Kings have, definitely. I mean, I view it the same exact way I would view that. So, you know, on a night like last night when Malik's got it, De'Aaron acknowledges, I'm getting out of the way. This is you. I'm here for support if you need it. But this possession is going to be because of you. And I think it is just kind of a vibe thing. I think if neither of them really are incredibly hot and they're just kind of going into those 3 minutes, I'd imagine it's probably going to be a bit of a your turn, my turn thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for the most part, yeah, it's going to be those two guys understanding. And that's where, you know, I think the Kentucky connection's a bit overblown, but that's where just in general, having that length of time and experience knowing each other's games at the level that they know each other's games, that's where that kind of thing comes into hand, because it's really unspoken. I mean, I'm sure you've had teammates that you had for multiple years, and you get to a level, whether it be, you know, baseball with cutoffs or if you're going to hit them or not. Mm-hmm. There's just an unspoken thing sometimes when you know, oh, I already know Allen loves to, you know, get the ball off a scoop and just let that thing fly. Yeah. I'm going to get out the way. There's just tiny things like that that I really think they just know about each other.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, it's the same as, obviously, the center fielder always says priority. But if it's the same as, hey, I know that this guy gets a good jump on balls to his left, he can call me off, but I'm assuming that he's
going
to
get it,
be able to take care of this one and up the middle. Unfortunately, I didn't get to play infield, but up the middle, they definitely have relationships and understandings like that. I mean, as far as who I'm picking, I think that's why, you know, we hate to fence it on this show, but sometimes it's just the best thing to do. I think it just depends on the day. I think that it feels like Malik Monk. I think expectations matters too. I think that it feels like Malik Monk has been more clutch this season. And yeah, to some degree, the numbers support that. But it's also because De'Aaron Fox is the clutch player of the year, and he's been under a microscope in those clutch situations. Right. So I don't think we view De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk the same way when it comes to their clutch performances. Right. And that's why it's hard to say I would pick one over the other. It just depends on who's going that night.
No, I mean, and you always say it, but it's like this really is, to your point, the encapsulation of meeting expectations versus exceeding expectations. Mm-hmm. Like you said, De'Aaron is the clutch player of the year. Yeah. You expect him to be at that level, so it hasn't felt like De'Aaron has been this incredibly clutch guy. Mm-hmm. Whereas Malik, again, you're expecting all of the clutch to be from De'Aaron, so Malik having what he's having feels like a revelation and feels like this is actually the biggest thing going on. And like the numbers definitely do show that Malik, at least percentage-wise, efficiency-wise, which I would argue in those moments is really what you're looking for, is the guy who's going to hit the most amount of shots. You know, I think that it is, it's definitely a conversation, but I think in the long run, it's an amazing problem. Yes, if you even view it as a problem, it's a great problem to have for the Kings. And I think I looked it up, and the only other team that has a situation like the Kings do is Milwaukee. Everybody else doesn't have two of their players in the top 10 in terms of clutch scoring. So it's definitely a weapon that the Kings have, and that's not even including Domantas Sabonis, who you know, doesn't really show up in clutch situations, but at the same time is still a really, really good player to have as just kind of that third option in those situations.
Well, and he is, I would say, very important to the clutch time, because he's reading who's going. Right. So as soon as Malik gets the ball, he's screening for Malik. Exactly. If it was De'Aaron Fox going, he's screening for De'Aaron Fox. Absolutely. So I think that his importance is in a different way. Right. And then if any of them miss, you have Sabonis right under there, getting an offensive rebound, keeping it rolling. So
how about those free throw numbers? Neither one of those in clutch time, which is a very specific amount of time, 5 points or less with 5 minutes to go. Neither of them really show any. 73% from Malik Monk in clutch. This is a dude who's supposed to shoot in the 80s.
The for clutch just and Chris, one more time for those who might not know what the clutch time frame is. And it doesn't have to be certain points too.
Yes, it's a 5 point game in the last 5 minutes of the game. So every single possession in which the score is within five and there's under 5 minutes in the fourth quarter
because,
or overtime.
Because I thought when did Malik Monk take the free throws when your boy Marcus Smart got
ejected. Was after clutch time.
That's what I'm saying. I thought, oh, Malik is going to get some clutch time in here.
Yes,
and then it's outside of the parameters.
He got some in there, but yeah, he had 10 clutch points last night.
So it helped. It helped a little bit, but yeah, the free throws. That's the one thing that you're just going to have to hope and hope for the best.
Just hope the refs swallow their whistle. I
guess. Just don't even foul them. Just focus on and ones. Yeah. Just focus on. And ones. Your boy, though, Marcus Smart.
Man, oh man.
What are you doing? I don't even know what he was.
What did he get mad at?
I don't know. I don't know. But he was ticked off.
It was such a bad. He was really. He like walked all the way out to center. I think.
And the girls.
Was he yelling at the refs or was he yelling at the Kings?
I thought he was yelling at the refs who were kind of near the Kings. And then you had the dancers were out there. He almost tripped over a pom pom and then he gets ejected. You're a minus two? How you get fired on your day off? That is such a Marcus Smart thing to do.
Tripping over the pom-pom would have been like when keeping it real goes wrong.
What are you doing?
That's bad. Especially, I mean, at that point, like, I guess the game was already kind of spiritually over, but I mean, that sealed it. Like
that sealed it. I mean, it was already. But by the way, we're talking about a guy who the whole reason he's not playing is because he did the Carmelo three
God,
to the
I
dome and
that.
Sprained his finger and has been out for the rest of the season from celebrating. Celebrating.
Yeah.
So this is the same guy.
Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah. Got to be the first person in NBA history to not wear a jersey but actually have a minus in the plus
minus.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's incredible. And, I mean, it's almost Memphis having 10 guys out was nuts.
I'm telling
to
you, Chris.
To see that many dudes in street clothes
they were partying.
Crazy.
They were literally, dancing during the intros because the music was playing. I've not got nothing to do.
Nothing. Yeah, he ain't got nothing to do. It was crazy. And then, Luke Kennard had a baby last night. Yeah, man, they're a pesky team, but they're down bad, man. I can't imagine if the Kings were down to, having to start, Chris Duarte, Davion Mitchell, HB's still in there because he's got to get his 82 games in. Like, I just could not imagine watching. There was no Memphis media there yesterday either. Mm-hmm. Like,
nobody's heads were in our way.
They're down tremendous.
So I didn't necessarily mind that, but yeah, it was something else. And at this point, and we can look up Tankathon at this point, I think Memphis is just focused on making some moves. And to be fair,
is that the right thing to do? Do you feel like is to get another young guy in there for Ja?
Or they just want to pick.
Are they going to trade
right
it?
Now? Like, right now there are locks all over the board. Washington number one, Detroit number two, San Antonio three, Charlotte four, Portland five, Memphis six. Obviously there's a lottery. Right. But I mean, I think you just hope for a top pick and then you trade it.
Well, I just did the lottery right now on Tankathon and Memphis ended up with the number one pick.
A sim lottery.
There you go.
And I just did it and I got the same thing.
Really? Well, there you go. Memphis Grizzlies.
See, Adam,
it's your lucky
calling
day.
It in.
It's your lucky day.
Giving Ja another
you
chance.
You get the number one pick in a draft that nobody likes. Good
Continuing
job.
The conversation when we return. The Kings got the W, but does it matter how it looked? Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
This is Sacktown Sports.
Favorite play from last night's game. And it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter anymore that you had no business being in that situation.
Right.
It does not matter. What does matter is that you have an opportunity to see Hannibal Buress on Friday. In 45 minutes, we are giving away tickets to see Hannibal Buress. Let's let Chris pick the number today. Chris will pick the lucky number to see Hannibal Buress at the historic Crest Theater in downtown Sacramento, March 22nd. Let's see here. I'm just checking something real quick, Chris. To get everybody even more excited. Oh my goodness. Actually, never mind. I should have checked before. 60% chance of rain on Friday.
Oh.
So you want to be inside.
Yeah.
beautiful this time of
you
year.
You want to be inside. Okay, 60 could be higher. Could be lower.
That's on Saturday?
Saturday.
Oh.
It's going to be, it's 74. It's going to be high of 74 today, high of 72 tomorrow, high of 71 Thursday, and then things take a turn.
You can't take this pump fake weather.
61 on Friday with a 60% chance of rain. So you want to get inside. That's why you want these tickets to
That's
see
right.
Hannibal Buress.
That's right.
And obviously he's hilarious. As we ask the question, what was your favorite play from last night?
I got mine.
What is yours, Nate?
Bane drives, puts up a shot, rejected inside. Keon Ellis, Alex Len there. King set up the alley-oop in transition, and what a finish on the throwdown. Malik Monk on the receiving end of a Fox setup pass.
You can hear it, Nate.
Oh, I didn't really hear.
Espiritu Santo.
Hold on, let's
play it again.
I didn't really hear. How long have they been doing this for?
All, I think, for the past two seasons.
Bro, you called me a casual before the show. You're right.
I did.
I am.
Malik Monk on the receiving end of a Fox setup pass.
Oh
no! You got to start earlier.
Okay.
And there, King set up the alley-oop in transition, and what a finish on the throwdown.
You can hear it.
Yeah,
hear
it's it. Vaguely, it's vaguely in the background. Do we have the origin of this? Because so we were...
Well, the thing was, I didn't know what it was happening. And I started saying, what is this hum diddly? I didn't know what it was. And then it just kind of turned into me seeing other media members and Chris and Brendan and Frankie and just saying it to each other. But it's been happening the whole time.
Oh, you can say word for word what he's saying?
No, attempting.
Well, here we got another Malik dunk here. Can we test this theory? Can we see? Can we hear it again?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a listen.
In transition, he finds Malik Monk in the left corner, attacks the baseline, goes off the bounce for a big-time whip with the right hand.
Yeah, it's about
explosiveness.
It's every time.
Malik Monk with a two-hand throwdown. It wasn't just the right. He had both hands on the ball.
There was a lot, too. There was like four different times where the, as Alan would call it, the hum diddly went off.
It'll also go off for threes as
it does,
well.
Yeah.
I love the it's not like a gong.
Yeah, they don't play the gong in the arena.
Or you can't hear the gong.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it's so loud in there.
It's awesome.
I think that I'll just go basic and I'll say that alley-oop, that sequence with the Keon Ellis, one of his five blocks.
Yeah.
Keon Ellis. And by the way, Keon did not get defensive player of the game.
Robert.
That was Sabonis, but really the first thing that Coach Mike Brown said is that Keon could have easily got it, but
Which means I don't pick it.
Right. But I think everybody wanted to reward Domantas Sabonis for the outstanding job he did on Jaren Jackson Jr., who went 8 for 27.
Yikes.
Jaren Jackson, this is your they just got power forward, just forward for GG Jackson, and then two starting guards, right? So Jaren Jackson, who is I guess their power forward, is the biggest dude on the court for him.
Yeah.
8 for 27, okay, from field goal. 1 for 6 with that terrible-looking jump shot, so that's not surprising. His best stat was going 8 of 9 from free throw. This is your big man. He had more assists than rebounds. And Chris said
I think
it.
He had more blocks than rebounds.
Chris said it on the show.
Yeah.
And still got your pick. Your
I believe he finished under, didn't he?
No,
Jaren it was combined. Right?
Yeah, Jaren finished with two rebounds.
He finished with two rebounds.
And you needed 20, right? Sabonis had 18.
And a half. 20 and a
so
half.
So I pushed.
Oh,
Domantas
brother.
Sabonis got 18 rebounds, and I pushed.
Brother.
20.
That's devastating.
Jaren Jackson, he got 25 points because he
gross.
Continued to
Dude.
Shoot. He also fouled out of the game.
Jaren Jackson is not, they used to say this about Porzingis, he's not 6'11", he is 5'22". He plays like a guard. It's disgusting. Like, bro, how can you be 6'11" playing center and get two rebounds in overtime?
What's crazy?
They took one away from. Oh,
but
my
they don't
God.
Even have a. And if we're just gonna continue, because somebody who's on the text line said that Memphis, they don't even have football or baseball either. So it's just a long go for them right now. And so we're going to continue to dog walk them a little bit. And they get rid of my guy, Zont legend, Jacob Gilliard.
That's right.
When you don't have a point guard. You got Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah.
Walking the ball up. What are we talking about?
I have no idea. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, yeah, I guess
they got to be $3 tickets out there, right?
Less than that.
What's the next home game for Memphis?
Look it up. Let's see here. Memphis.
You got to be able to get in there for $4.
I would hope so. I mean, I would hope that
the fees are going to triple the ticket. I was just going to say the fees will triple the price.
Oh, no, they get lucky here. Their next home game next Wednesday is against the Lakers.
Oh, okay. So that's a sellout anyway.
Here you go. April 5th. Do not let us forget to look up these tickets.
I can look it up right now.
Because Grizzlies, let's not forget how much trash they like to talk. April 5th, the Pistons are at the Grizzlies. $2.50.
My gosh.
I'm saying you can get a ticket for $3.
Shout out to all the YMCAs, the Boys and Girls Club of America.
Yeah.
Just let them.
And let them play. Yeah. Let them play.
Let them play instead.
Yeah. Who cares?
Kids play day.
Yeah.
How about
Who
that?
Who cares? Sorry, Marvin. Oh, you're not there anymore. Never mind.
Yeah, Marvin's in Washington. Yeah,
play
so
with the big kids.
So sorry to the Grizzlies. And look, we're getting our jokes in now because the Grizzlies will be back.
Yes,
they will definitely be back. Desmond Bain, as yoked as he is, and he ain't got no neck, but he got a jump shot.
This
and
also used to be the Kings too.
Yes,
forever.
Yeah.
The Kings were this $3 ticket team. Pre-Golden One, even during Golden One.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm such a big fan.
Yeah. So they will definitely be back. And we will be back. And Chris will get that number for the Pistons-Grizzlies game. Just a barn burner. And we will discuss those out there that want to see more Chris Duarte. Your time is now. 916-339-1140. Sal and Watkins, Sackdown Sports.
Ball's knocked loose, it's grabbed by the Grizzlies, and it's a shot clock violation. The Kings coming up with another defensive gem. Still got 2:47 to go. 109-107 as the Kings have the lead and get the ball back.
We have found tickets for, speaking of tickets, 30 minutes. Hannibal Buress. Crest Theater, downtown Sacramento. Friday. Payday Friday. Why not celebrate? You don't even got to pay. You can win tickets. That is in 30 minutes. We have found tickets to Grizzlies Pistons, April 5th. If you find yourself out there, Chris,
yes.
$2 to get in the door.
Yes, if you just want to enter the building for Pistons at Grizzlies on April 5th, you can start planning now. Mm-hmm. Because literally, you're going to pay more for a bottle of water at the airport than you are for your tickets. $2 to enter the building for Grizzlies versus Pistons. You know, you're not going to get a great seat. Let me see how much you can get for $3. You can be in row P, which doesn't sound terrible.
I like that.
Let's see here. Let's see if I can get a low
letter. If Q is 22, then P is 21.
Don't
right, Alan? Didn't you say you were 22 back in queue?
Mm-hmm. L is $10. I'm so bad at placing the alphabet with like its numerical.
You can get on the floor for $400.
You can get on the floor level. Your feet will be touching the same surface as Cade Cunningham. I was trying to think of anybody playing in that game.
One of the Thompsons.
For $444.
Lock it in.
Which sounds like there's not a better way you could probably spend that money. If you just wanted to be baseline, lower level, $50, which is
you could burn your money.
Eerily reminiscent to Golden One. Or I'm sorry, to Sleep Train Arena days.
Well, that's
row
not,
C for 103.
That is not where we are at anymore. And where we are at right now, 916-339-1140. A couple calls that we want to get through. Julian, we see you, but first, let's go to Lawrence, who wants to be a part of the conversation. What's up, Lawrence? What you got for us?
Hey, what's up? I wanted to talk about some highlights of last night's game, but mostly Chris Duarte, and also being so excited that we have, I think now, five guys under contract control for the next, be on the team for 4 to 5 years. Davion, Keon, Duarte, Colby Jones, and Keegan. Mm-hmm. That's like a all those guys I feel like could be a contributors on a 9-man roster for the next like 7 years, which is very exciting. And I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Lawrence. And that was one thing I was thinking about this morning, Chris, when I was getting ready to drive in. The fact that you look around the league, right, and every team has a young player contributing, real young, mm-hmm. you know, and really the Kings have that already with Keegan, but they have multiple. And Keon Ellis and the arrival of Keon Ellis not only speaks to Keon and his work, it also speaks to Monty McNair, who yeah. we give a lot of grief yep. on this show when it's necessary, and the growth process of that G League organization
yeah.
and the fact that this could not be a one-off,
yeah.
right? This could truly be kind of that minor league system
yeah.
to where not only do you have a Keon isn't random. Okay, we were talking about Colby Jones possibly starting.
Yeah.
There's Colby Jones, there's Slauson, there's a lot of guys that can show up these next couple of years. And are they going to be complete stars? Most likely not.
Right.
But they are pieces that you can either use yourself or maybe right. enough teams will see something in them that it helps you get to where you want to go when it's time to level up
yeah.
from some of these guys in the starting lineup. So I think it's, as we joke about the Grizzlies and how, you know, they'll be back. That's why we're joking them. It's also a new day and a new horizon
yeah.
for the Kings.
No, yeah, and like Lawrence said there, mm-hmm, right, Lawrence mm-hmm. the caller, you know, yeah, it's not even, and you put there, it's not even just about them being star-level players. It's just a lot of those guys, Colby Jones, Malik Monk, Davion Mitchell, all the guys Lawrence listed are guys that are, I would say, are role players
Duarte.
For just about every team. Duarte mm-hmm. as well. And you know, Lawrence started off the call with Duarte. I still do really think that there is something there for Chris Duarte. I think if he looks like how he looked last night, I think a lot of people will take that. That's mm-hmm. pretty much what the Kings want from a guy off the bench, is just have a little bit of impact on the offensive end, but mm-hmm. of course bring the defense. And I think he really likes to play off Sabonis. He also provides some size as well. I do think that the Kings are pretty well. I mean, you know, it obviously is terrible to lose Kevin Huerter, but positionally, that's probably the one position that they're deepest and most able to compensate for any of those guys going mm-hmm. down, except for probably Malik. But, you know, yeah, I think all of those guys are very, in the best way possible, very much replacement-level players.
18 minutes for Chris Duarte last night, 3-for-6 from the field, 2-for-4 from three-point range, good for 8 points. He had 2 rebounds as well. So he had the same amount, and I promise I'll leave it alone. He had the same amount of rebounds as Jaren Jackson
That's
Jr.,
right.
by the way.
That's right.
Same amount.
And significantly less minutes.
Significantly less minutes. Jaren Jackson played 39, but Oof. Shout out to you. 916-339-1140. Let's get out to Julian, who wants to be a part of the conversation. What's up, Julian? What you got for us?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Great.
Good, good.
Good. Hey, appreciate your show. I really appreciate you guys bringing up, you know, the actual event and how to get the crowd into the game more. And I didn't even realize, I've been going to games for years. I'm not a season ticket holder anymore, but I've gone to about 10 games this year. Mm. I'm just catching on to the whole Domantas Sabonis, you know, that chant. I mm-hmm. barely figured that out the last game I was there, which was the loss against the Knicks, but we won't talk about that. Anyways, when the energy is right at the new stadium, it's reminding me of the good old days back at Arco. And, you know, those little chants and things like that, you guys are sharing that with the public. So when we go, I didn't really know what they were saying. I just kind of figured it was a, you know, European kind of a chant, and that's why we were doing it. I didn't know what was going on, so I'm glad you guys are cluing me into that. But what I want to say about what they're playing for Monk, the reason why that's not catching on is Monk is our most exciting player we have, and then you're playing music that I listen to when I'm trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Sense.
Yeah.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
You know, that's prayer or sleep time, but that is not celebrating, you know, some soaring yeah. dunk that Monk just pulled off. So I've got a suggestion.
Okay.
There's an old disco song that actually says, "We got the funk."
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But I'm thinking, yeah. is "We got the funk," we could just change that to "We got the Monk."
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real kind of hype song. And it matches the energy that Monk brings. And what do we want to tell Monk? We want him to stay. So we want to tell him that we got the Monk. We want the Monk. Mm-hmm. We want Monk to stay. That's all I got to say. I just want to make that suggestion. But thanks. Appreciate you guys' show.
That is outstanding.
That's the call of the year.
That is the call of the season.
That's how you
Nate,
do it.
Call of the get year. On that during the next break.
What?
No, get on that. We're coming back with that song. We're doing it. We got the
That's
Monk.
What I love, man.
That was only, outstanding.
That is constructive criticism right there. It wasn't even really criticism, but like, yes, not only can you, if you're going to come and say, oh, I might not like this, whatever, come with your own solution.
That's right.
And knock it out of the park.
That's right. And you know who else is going to say, man, I should have thought of that? Whitey Gleason.
That's right.
Gleason is going to, now Whitey's going to do an acoustic version as well. Okay. This is big.
This is huge.
This is huge. Big.
This is huge.
Julian just changed everything.
And you know what? While we're talking about remixing songs, let's clue the audience in on what we've been talking about here.
Yes.
With this Travis Scott Fiend.
Yeah,
and instead of Fiend, it's just Beam.
Right. Well, we got to play it for
them. Right, yeah.
Got to get the edited version.
Yeah,
we have, here's the bottom line. We're going to have an arsenal of these songs as we get closer to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they're going to be synonymous with this team. Yes. We already have a couple. Nate's back there like DJ Khaled right now, mixing it up. And it's going to be.
I take that as an insult, man.
No, I'm sorry. All right. Oh, sorry. Who do you want to be?
Let's go golfing. DJ Khaled. Okay. All right.
Who do you want to be? What DJ do you want to be?
DJ. I just be DJ Nate.
What about? Okay. Okay. What about? What's
Diplo?
That one guy? Yeah, Diplo.
Yeah. Skrillex.
Skrillex.
Yeah.
Skrillex.
That's definitely
I'm a Skrillex
Nate
guy,
vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. Or what's the one that wear that? They
the
wear
long
the
hair?
Daft Punk.
Yeah.
Definitely a Daft Punk guy.
Who's the long hair?
Marshmallow.
Steve.
Did
you say Brandon Aiyuk?
I said Brandon
Aiyuk.
I don't know his name. Steve Aoki, right?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Steve Aoki.
Yeah. We got the Monk.
Yeah.
Gotta have that
I'm
Monk.
I'm gonna save it.
Oh, okay. Nate's already cooking.
Nate is already
cooking back there, and we are going to continue to cook.
That's right.
Up until 2 p.m., and then we will hand it over to the Drive Guys in about 20 minutes. You will have your chance to win Hannibal Buress tickets, and that is in the Crest Theater, downtown Sacramento, March 22nd. It might be a little rainy on Friday, so you want to get in, get settled, grab a nice beverage, and enjoy some comedy genius of Hannibal Buress. When we return, continuing the conversation, Giants actually make a move, and we're getting right back into Kings talk. Because it's time. It's almost time. 12 o'clock. It's time to pocket watch. Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports.
Sactown Sports.
Check us out on YouTube.
Search Sactown Sports and subscribe.
Monk. 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 Yeah. Monk.
Yeah.
Feel it.
It is such a good point that, like, I never considered that
it
doesn't fit the
it
vibe.
It doesn't.
And this
doesn't.
Is a lot more, like, celebratory, a lot more just like, I mean, it gets the juices flowing.
That's right.
You gets can the get everyone
going.
Yelling Monk just like we did.
That's right.
Just play it all at once. Yeah.
Over. Make everybody
just
happy.
Just overstimulated.
Because someone's going to be out there like, I wanted a Speedy Tusanti. What happened? Come on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Just outstanding.
Wow.
Julian with the call of the season.
I literally hear Monk now when they say funk. Like, it's just in my head.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Let's go.
Shout out the copyright strike that we're definitely getting on YouTube.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
For
Sorry,
taking
Joe.
Care of that.
It's worth it.
It is worth it.
Cut it now. Cut there it now. All right. Outstanding. 15 minutes, your chance to see Hannibal Buress at the historic Crest Theater in downtown Sacramento. Got to get into some Giants news. There's some drama out there in San Francisco. A rough morning as they part ways with Rennell, who has really been a staple for the Giants for the last 24 years, I believe.
Sounds
I read.
Right, yeah.
I mean, as long as I've been going. Yeah. And then as we are finishing up dinner before the Kings game starts, it breaks, John Heyman breaks, that the Giants are getting Blake Snell on a 2-year deal, 1-year opt-out, so essentially another prove-it year for Blake Snell. And as awesome as that is, I am a Giants fan. I will be at a bunch of Rivercats games. Come say what's up to me if you see me at a Rivercats game as well. The Giants' potential opening day rotation, Logan Webb, Blake Snell, Kyle Harrison, Alex Cobb, Jordan Hicks, waiting in the wings, these younger guys, Keaton Wynn, Mason Black. They also have Robbie Ray, who they believe will be back in July. There are rumors going around, and my Bay Area sources are telling me that the Rennell parting of ways was already floating around for a while.
Really?
And the Giants purposely did not announce it. I think they maybe thought they were going to get Snell, and they purposely did not announce it. Did not announce the parting of ways until they knew they were going to get Snell. Or basically, they wanted to do it all in one day. That's the conspiracy theory right now. Hmm. That the Giants purposely did it all in one day to cover up how ticked off they knew that fans would be about Rennell.
That's, first off, shady. Very shady. Mm-hmm. Trying to bury the lead there. And, like, you know, I mean, it's... You know, those dots aren't hard to connect. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, they were going to, because it was going to become a larger conversation the more and more information that comes out. But yeah, I mean, it completely gets overblown and, not overblown. That's, you know, we're not forgetting about the Rennell situation. But, you know, yeah, the talk is immediately going to go to Blake Snell coming to the team. What does this mean? Hey, Farhan's got a lot of flack.
I mean, they did well this offseason.
They spent the most besides the Dodgers, right? I mean, that's. That's exactly what has been asked from him, and he went out and he got the free agents that I think, with the exception of the guys that ended up going to the Dodgers, I think he got the best possible options for this team right now.
Yeah, and I think they can get to 90 wins. They're still a little
It'll be
thin
interesting,
as far as the pitching, but
still
you know,
tough division too.
This is one of those things where they have won in terms of the X's and O's, but as far as the public
perception. Feeling, yeah.
Court not,
of public opinion. Yeah.
Not been a good look for the Giants. 916-339.
Especially if it is penny pinching as well.
I mean, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. They might claim it's not. It might be better for them to claim that it's not and just say we wanted to. The problem with the whole we wanted to go in the different direction thing is everybody is going to call bull jive on that because they don't have anybody to replace Rennell.
And the timing is so weird. Again, it being so close to the season, like, it's just weird that this is coming out now. Like, you would suspect this came out, like, in the middle of the offseason. Mm-hmm. Why is it coming out a couple weeks before opening
night? Yeah, you're supposed to be getting ready for, you know, the garlic fries and things like that.
Crab
from Tom Bain on the Sack Chat. Shout out to the Sack Chat, by the way, always holding us down. What was the guy's name with the monk idea? That was Julian. That was Julian who came in with the call of the season. Let's get to Sherry. Who wants to be a part of the conversation? What's up, Sherry? You're on Stiles and Watkins.
Hey,
what you got for
up?
Us?
What's up? I listen to you while I'm working. Hey, how's this for a... I don't think Fox's song's very good. How about... You remember that song that was out? It was a big hit. This is What the Fox Says.
Oh, yes.
That would get the crowd going. I think that's a good Fox song. And there's like five other good Fox songs that can be that used for Fox. So if you have any input, throw it out there.
Thank you, Sherry. Yeah, so... What we have to do now is this stuff.
I think we've just opened Pandora's box.
And I'm
here.
Glad we did. I'm glad we did. This is a show for the people.
That's right.
The we need the monk. That's going.
That's S tier.
Everybody
as
that's
the
yes.
Said.
Everybody that's listening right now and that typically listens to Carmichael Dave, do not let me forget. And Jason Ross, of course, do not let me forget. Crosstalk tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm not letting Dave. I'm saying, hey, Dave. We got to talk about this now on the air.
Yeah, you can get water bottle stations fixed.
Yes.
We can get this.
Yes, because Dave was the one behind, he is the one behind DeMontis Sabonis. He's the one behind that.
Yeah.
So, Dave, you have more pull. This is my first season here. Yep. I'm still trying to get acclimated. We're trying our best here. If Dave likes the idea, it's a little late in the season, but do you think something could change this season?
I think we can. I think we can add it to the repertoire, and we'll see if it sticks. Like, you know, because, like, they don't play the humdiddly every single time, okay? So, like, can...
There you go. That sounds just the same. That sounds exactly the same to me.
They can't play it. They don't
same
play
energy.
Every time. And so, like, yeah, it's just about, you know, maybe you could diversify.
Like,
you know, one time it's
maybe
that,
a three.
Time, there you go.
Maybe a three, it's humdiddly.
Yes.
And maybe a dunk, it's we want the monk.
Yes.
Gotta have
that
monk.
I'm trying to think which one. Yeah. Yeah. I would say so. That works.
You know, if you really got to keep the humdiddly.
No, we don't. Why? Why do you have to keep
it's
it?
It's so great.
It's great because it's bad?
Well, it's really funny because there was no precedent for it. Like, it's not like, again, like Dave started the DeMontis Sabonis and got the inner workings for that to happen. This just, like, was something that I think the Kings entertainment staff thought as an inside joke and didn't explain it to anybody, and it just kind of was a thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I mean, even the Hassan Whiteside, the call, like, I've had to explain that to so many people. Like, people thought that it was, my girlfriend thought they were just playing, like, general barn sounds because Harrison Barnes. And I had to explain, no, like, it's Hassan Whiteside, and a Snapchat would say, like, there's my friend, you know, the Black Falcon, Harrison Barnes, call.
Yeah, you had to explain it to me on the air.
So at the very least, like, there's some knowledge from some people, but, like, the Malik thing just completely is a Kings entertainment staff inside joke that they just ran with.
Yeah. The Keegan Murray one is obviously
so good.
That one, it is what it
is. It's eclipsed the, because it started as Yogi Ferrell. Mm-hmm. That was the initial Keegan Murray one, was Yogi Ferrell. And then what Moak told us, that he's been looking for a two syllable first and last name guy, and Keegan just fit. So
okay,
we gotta stack up these player intros.
916-339-1140. We have Dave on the line who has an important song update. What's up, Dave? What you got for us? Styles and Watkins.
Yeah, you know, the caller that came in when he said we got the funk, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You guys are playing We Want the Funk by Parliament Funkadelic George Clinton. We Got the Funk is by Positive Force. It's actually called We Got the Funk, like the guy said. So you guys are jamming and you're doing your thing, but you got the wrong song.
Nate,
check out We Got the Funk by Positive Force. That was the song he was talking about.
Okay.
Interesting.
Thank you for the call, Dave.
Wow.
Yeah. Nate, Nate.
I have the song now.
DJ Nate.
Wow.
Okay,
Skrillex would never.
Dude, nobody never. Else called me out.
At first, I was very confused. No, I was.
I wasn't.
Shut up, dude. You're making a face.
No, I'm no face.
I was very confused.
But I trusted you, and we were just going to rock and roll
with
it.
That was honestly insane.
Let's hear the other one then.
Well, I'm not doing that. Just on air, unprompted.
Okay.
We'll come back.
Yeah.
Well, now, after the ticket giveaway.
Now you're doing your homework. Now you want to do your homework.
Dude, we were rocking so hard in here.
We were rocking.
Why are you turning on me?
No, I'm
not. What did I do?
I'm just trying to figure out where we're at. David is the one who provided.
We're in a good place. We're having fun.
Yeah.
Are we not?
But now
we have the monk.
We do have
the
monk.
We're feeling more like this right now. That's how we're feeling right now.
Oh, and a wild dunk by Malik Monk. The crowd goes wild.
Oh, the crowd fell asleep.
The crowd is asleep.
The crowd's asleep and confused.
The crowd is on melatonin now.
Yes, it's over.
All right. Well,
Julian's calling back right now.
No, Julian.
Do you want to take this right now before break?
That's up to you.
I think we should.
Yeah, let's take it. Why not? Julian, we got you.
He's up.
Julian.
Hi. It's Julian again.
Julian, you're
who's
on the
right?
Air.
Who's
you're
right? On... Julian,
don't
did
cuss.
We do right by you or no?
Okay, hold on. I want to clarify for the record. The song that I actually sang was exactly what you guys are thinking. That's not the name of the song.
It is what is
said within the song. But absolutely, if you guys are actually looking for the name of the song, he probably gave you the correct name of the song. But absolutely, okay. The energy that other song did. I Googled both of those songs this morning before I called you, but I didn't make note of what the actual name of the song. But everybody knows that song. Nobody knows the other song that other group.
Dave.
But it is. What do you say? George Clinton is George Clinton's song.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna play. Yeah,
you guys are right on it.
Yeah, we're gonna play both when we get back. Julian, look, don't let this take away that you have the call of the season.
I don't care about anything other than the fact that you guys are hearing what I'm hearing and everybody's pumped about it. And really, you know, that's gonna keep Monk pumped when he hears
that's
it.
Right.
I'm sure the players appreciate it, right? They feel that energy, and that's what we're there for. You know, talk about sixth man of the year. That's what we're trying to be, so let's make it happen.
Let's do it.
Let's go, Julian.
Stand on business, Julian.
Let's go, Julian.
Stand on business, Julian. When we return, we will stand on Hannibal Buress tickets that we will give away and your opportunity to win them, 916-339-1140. Chris is picking the number, and I got a feeling you're going to have to be quick on the trigger today. He's got that look in his eye. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.